Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'du. The discussion was about the beard and the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Plucking white strands. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not pluck white hair, as it is noor for a believer." The narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala who reports that it will be a source of noor on the day of resurrection. Amr ibn Shu'aib rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Do not remove white hair, as it is a source of noor for a believer. If a Muslim's hair turns white, one good deed is recorded for him, one sin forgiven, and Allah Ta'ala will raise his status." White hair is a sign of dignity. Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was the first person whose hair began turning white. He inquired from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala about it and was informed that it was a sign of nobility. He therefore supplicated to Allah Ta'ala to increase his nobility. Note, it is makruh to pluck white hair from one's beard or head, as this has been declared a source of noor for a Muslim. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu also regarded it as makruh. Some scholars, however, feel that it would not be wrong if one plucks one or two strands of hair. Makruh actions relating to the beard. Using black dye, this, however, is permissible in a case of a mujahid. To unnecessarily dye the beard, if done in emulation of the sunnah, it will be permissible. To whiten the beard with any substance. To shave the beard in its initial stages so that it grows full and thick. Qadi ibn Abi Layla rejected the testimony of a person who adopts the above practice. To pluck white strands of hair, to abstain from combing the beard. The Shari'i status of the beard. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, ten things are part of fitrah. Fitrah means the natural way and the practices of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. These include trimming the mustache and lengthening the beard. Note, the word fitrah refers to the habit of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It also refers to Islam, which means that it is part of Islam to adhere to these practices. Other narrations have substituted the word fitrah for the word sunnah. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Oppose the disbelievers, lengthen the beard, and finally trim the mustache." May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.